Based on the latest test scores, Sitka's school district is performing above the state average, but the numbers are not necessarily something to brag about. Instead, Sitka's educators hoped the new test results help them focus their efforts on underperforming populations in the schools. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Depending on the subject area, Sitka's rates of proficiency are pretty low, according to Assistant Superintendent Sarah Ferency, running from around 33 to over 60%. In general, Sitka students are performing at far higher levels in science than they are in math. In English language arts, just over half, about 55%, are proficient. Ferency told the Sitka School Board during a work session earlier this month that none of this was unexpected.
In a lot of ways, this new set of standards is more rigorous than the old standards, and so it's not super surprising that our students may not be proficient yet because they haven't had a lifetime of instruction in these new, more rigorous standards.
It has been a rocky road for testing in Alaska since the adoption of new standards in 2012, many of which were aligned with a national effort to improve curriculum called Common Core. Sitka students fared pretty well under the old testing regime called the Standards-Based Assessment, or SBA. Following the adoption of the new standards came the new test, the Alaska Measures of Progress, or AMP, which was eventually canceled after an internet connection was severed during the middle of testing in the spring of 2016, causing catastrophic delays. The new test is called PEAKS, or the Performance Evaluation for Alaska's Schools. Both Sitka's AMP results and now its PEAKS results are far lower than the SBA. Nevertheless, Ferency said that Sitka's kids are not going downhill.
Let's be realistic. Kids, on average, don't change a lot year to year. The kids, learning stayed roughly the same, but the way the test measured it changed.
School board member Dionne Brady Howard argued that education advocates should carry a clear message to the Alaska legislature next January.
That our test data is changing, not because they're not getting enough for their money spent, but because nobody's been able to land on a consistent set of standards or testing or anything that have spanned these students' educational career to be able to consistently figure out where they are.
But even though the standardized test results don't fully address the quality of education in the district, Ferency said they had value, primarily in identifying troubled population groups in schools. According to Ferency, the biggest at-risk group in Sitka schools is not who you might think it is.
About 35 to 40% of Sitka students qualify for free and reduced lunch, and that number's been going up in recent years. I think it's of note that economically disadvantaged students are actually our largest subgroup of all of the subgroups that we look at.
The other large subgroup performing below its peers has been of concern for years, Alaska Natives. Ferency explained that the best way to improve overall district performance was to put energy into economically disadvantaged students and into Alaska Natives.
These two are the areas that we want to focus on if we want to, I don't want to call it low-hanging fruit because it's not easy, but is the areas where we'll have the most impact because it's the highest number of students who are affected and where the achievement gaps are largest.
PEAKS, Ferency pointed out, is designed to test only whether students meet or exceed a certain standard. It doesn't point out shortcomings in knowledge or in content. For that, it turns out, you need more than data. You need teachers. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.